Royston Langdon joins us. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, man. We're going to catch up in a little while, I think.
Nice.
It's been a while since the last time I saw you, and I don't think either of us remembered about it until recently. But
it was the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Say no more. The 1890s.
The last good decade. Mm-hmm. You got a new album called Leeds, a new project, I should say, called Leeds.
Yeah.
The album is called Everything's Dandy. You've got a show in town on Monday night.
Sure do.
At the Hotel Cafe, which is very cool. Yeah. You're going to play a couple of songs for us, and then we'll come back and catch up, yeah?
Brilliant.
All right. Royston Langdon, live on the Nick Harcourt Show. It's 88.5.
Running, jumping, sliding, falling, my knees scrape on the ground. I hear my voice, I hear my never could say that it was true. I lost my way with you, and all of the sky was upside down. The world kept spinning round. Say you love me, please say you love me, do. My heart's still in it. Would you have me? What would you have me do? The sky is no limit. Oh, what happened to you? Whatever happened to me? What became of the people we used to be? Holding your heart's a painful wind. It seems so silly. Must I wait to be forgiven? I'm in no hurry. Please say you love me. Please say you love me, do. My heart's still in it. Would you have me? What would you have me do? The sky is no limit. To me, and what became of the people we used to be? Oh, what happened to you? Whatever happened to me? What became of the people?
It's 88.5 Nick Harcourt, your host. Royston Langdon joins us in studio over at Northridge. We're in master control here today. I'm usually over in Woodland Hills, but we came in today so we could do this live set with you. First of all, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure. Thanks.
Tell us about those two songs that you just played. They're off your new album, which is under a project name, which is Leeds.
Yeah.
I think I know why.
Why is that?
It's your hometown.
Yes, yes and no. I wanted something that was kind of not my name.
Right.
And it seems to me that every time I meet someone and I start talking, they get, you know, curious about my accent. And I always end up saying Leeds.
Right.
Next. So I just thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. So the album is called Everything's Dandy. Just came out last week. So tell me about the two songs you just played. What were they called?
The first one was called Someone. That's actually kind of like the first song that kind of I started when I wanted to put... I knew I wanted to put this record together about 2 years ago. And I guess it's a, you know, it's a kind of literal thing for me. It's very different from anything I've written before, I think, and that kind of formed the kind of you know, the kind of tone of the record, really. And the second song is a song called What Became of the People, which I actually made a video with my brother Anthony playing Space Hog with me. He's now kind of entered into the world of film. And he's a very talented filmmaker, so he shot me a video which is going to come out, I believe, on Wednesday.
Thursday.
Oh, is it?
That's what I have written down here.
Oh, well, you know more than me.
Or is that for What Became of the People?
Yeah, that's for What Became of the People.
The other one's coming out on Wednesday.
No, that one.
That one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, listen, you and I, let's just back up for a second. Yeah. We don't have that long. We probably have about 5 minutes to talk, because you're going to play one more song before we get out of here. I want to remind people that they have the opportunity to see you doing it live at the Hotel Cafe on Monday night.
Yes.
It's Royston and friends, basically, whoever you can con into coming down to the Hotel Cafe with you between now and then.
Yeah. Mahatma Gandhi, I think, is going to be there.
You know. Awesome. I'm there. 8:30 on Monday night. So I got an email a couple of weeks ago from a mutual friend of ours in Woodstock, New York, which is where I used to live until 20 years ago, and that's where I got my break in radio. Uh-huh. And somewhere where I met you back in 1995, and I know you didn't remember because it's a long time ago, but Space Hog, which was your band that had a huge hit in the meantime, made that record in Bearsville Studios,
that's right,
which was the old Albert Grossman studio, made famous by Todd Rundgren probably, as well as many other
the
people,
band.
Bearsville Studios and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I was doing the morning show over at WDST in Woodstock, and you and your mates came by. You must have been like 22 or 23 at the time. You and your mates came by, the band, and you're just like a bunch of young lads. You're like, hey, we've been listening to the station, and we're in town. We've been making this record, and this is probably going to be our first single. And we played in the meantime, I don't know, 6 months or so before it came out. But then it became a massive hit.
Yeah.
And all that goes along with having a massive hit comes along as well.
Mm.
And here we are, you know, a couple of roller coaster rides later.
Wow.
And you've been through a few things personally, right?
Yes.
And I don't think we need to dwell on it, but as with a lot of people who get older, there are ups and downs, and there are crashes, right?
Yeah.
And you crashed a little bit.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
I did, you know, and I think about it with gratitude now. I really do. It's you know, I came to my senses, as it were, and, you know, there's a lot of life to live, you know, and I believe in life. I love life, and that's my focus today. You know, I'm a dad, and at this point in my life, that's my you know, primary purpose is to be like you. You know, we were talking about it earlier. It's, you know, however we do that, you know, it becomes for me the most important thing, other than keeping myself on that even keel, which, you know, the topsy-turvy world of rock and roll is easy to lose, and that's not a unique story. I'm not unique in that in any way, but my story is unique to me, and this record is somewhat of a reflection of what happens to that. It's like, you know, we've had this shared experience. I've shared experiences with my fans and people that have listened to, you know, that might not even know I'm the guy that wrote In the Meantime and all that. But we have this connection, you know, consciously. And this is a like way of me saying, oh, isn't it kind of cool what happened? You know, that was horrible. That was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that was weird. But here we are, you know, and we get to like be here, and we get to kind of celebrate that as best we can, because really that's what it's all about. So this is what I'm trying to do, and everything's dandy.
So let me ask you real quickly before we finish up.
Yeah.
So you were telling me that among other things, you had sort of found yourself working at Spotify.
Yeah.
In artist relations.
Yeah.
Which they were pretty good at for a while. I don't know what happened over there.
Yeah, I don't know. We've come a long way since when I started there, probably about 2014, and the world looked very different then.
Sure.
And there was a lack of, certainly, of education, understanding around what was going on. It was a very scary thing from going from the old form of the music industry to what we've got today.
Sure.
And successfully what we've got today, and things are looking a lot better, you know. And on that sense, for me, you know, it's never been a better time to be an artist and have connection with your fans and have a sense of transparency and a sense also, more importantly, of having, you know, your finger on the button or your hands on the wheel, you know. And unlike me, when you met me, I was 21, 22, whatever, it's easy to let go of that and go on autopilot, you know.
Sure.
And consciously the writing of the songs gets lost. You know, I wonder all these people, you know, people like Kurt Cobain, what would they be writing today? You know, people, if, you know, and it's easy to do that. It's so easy to lose it in a heartbeat.
And contemporaries of yours as well, and a lot of people did not make it through the 90s. So congratulations for staying alive.
It's a miracle.
and recording this album, it's called Everything's Dandy. It came out last week, and you can find it on all the streaming services, obviously.
Yeah.
You can probably also purchase a vinyl original copy on Monday night, I'm guessing, right?
Because
you have some.
Yeah, I'll sign them for you.
You gave me one.
And, you know, do whatever you want.
Hotel Cafe on Monday night, 8:30, Royston, Langdon and friends. Thursday, the video for What Became of the People comes out, and you're going to wrap it up. Pleasure to see you again after all these years.
Thank you, man.
And play some songs for us. What's the last one you're going to go out with?
I'm going to go out with a little more of a jolly upbeat number. This one's called No, No, No.
All right. Royston Langdon on the Nick Harcourt Show. It'll take us to the top of the hour. Garrison taking you through the afternoon then. And thanks.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. People are talking, and I know why. You ain't much living before you die. And it feels so criminal, keeping it all down to the minimal. I'll pray for myself, 'cause I don't ever wanna be that way. Oh no, no, until the sugar's all gone and the plates are broken. Oh no, no, I don't wanna be pushed that way. For rich ambitions, well, I never did care. To lose my soul only just to get ahead. And it feels so criminal, keeping it all down to the minimal. I'll pray for myself, 'cause I don't ever wanna be that way. Oh no, no, until the sugar's all gone and the plates are broken. Oh no, no, I don't wanna be pushed that way. Oh no, no, you know it's worth it sometimes when your eyes are soaking. Oh no, no, when people build walls around the faces that they have.